This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Come on, you guys are smarter than that. You know what today is? Anybody have a clue? Come on. First one in the chat room, let's go. That's right, it's the U.S. Navy's birthday today, October 13th, 1775. It still remains the U.S. Navy's birthday. And you know, I got to tell you, we really need to pay attention to these things. I know, I'm the old guy in the room, right? Yeah, you know, I love this stuff. We could do a whole show on this. And I don't even have any Navy guys in my family. I know, some of you just clicked off, right? Most of my family members were Marines or Army. And let's get it straight here, people. I know we got a little competition going on with this kind of thing. They all supported each other. They all love this country. They're all for us. But, you know, it's okay to be patriotic. And this is part of being patriotic. Some of my nutjob friends on the left say, no, it really doesn't much mean anything. No, it's not true. So according to, let me see, what is this, military.com, the U.S. Navy traces its roots back to their... Now, see, some of you guys don't know this. So, yeah, you tuned in, you're going to get a little history lesson. If you don't want a little history lesson, go somewhere else. I don't know what to tell you. So the U.S. Navy traces its roots back to privateers that were employed to attack... you know what? I love this. I'll bet you. I wonder if they did this. Anyway... They trace the Navy. Can you stop this? You know, anybody ever tell you I hate computers? I just hate them. Thank you. Now you come back. The U.S. Navy traces its roots back to the privateers that were employed to attack British commerce in the early days of the Revolution on October 13th, 1775. Now, I wish there's a little bit of a delay on the show. I can't help that. That's just technology. I would love to be able to ask these questions, right? And have you guys, you know, pop them off like that. I know it's tough. So anyway, on October 13th, 1775, the Continental Congress established a Navy force, hoping that the small fleet would be able to offset the uncontested exercise of the British sea power. Forgive me, some of you Navy brats out there. This ragtag team that we ended up calling the Navy was able to beat the most powerful naval force on the planet at the time. If you don't think Americana, Americanism, if you don't think it means something, that we have a different... And again, I'm not putting down any other human being. I'm really not. I mean, there are people in other countries that, I get it, they love their countries. They'd fight to the death for the... I get that. I'm not going to make fun of that. All right? But what I am going to say to you is that Americans have a different... I don't know. A different character when it comes to fighting. A different way of fighting for their country. And yeah, we're willing to die for it. Yours truly would. Although I got to tell you, nobody would take me. I am Some of you don't know this, and you don't. I don't need any odds. Ooh, that's too bad, because whatever. But I'm blind in one eye, or almost totally blind in one eye, but you could never figure it out. And so I couldn't get any of the services. They wouldn't even take me to clean toilets. You know what I'm saying? Now, I even tried to sneak in, and they wouldn't take me. I tried to go to the Coast Guard. No offense to the Coast Guard, but I figured they'd let a guy like me in. You know, couldn't get into that one either. So, anyhow, I love our military. If it wasn't for our military men, all military men, my family wouldn't be here today, you know, coming here from Italy. Remember, they'd probably be speaking German at this point in time. But I want to finish this. I hope you appreciate this. The early Continental Navy was not expected to take on the British Navy for control of the seas. The small naval force was designed to work with privateers to wage tactical raids against the transports that supplied British forces in North America. To accomplish the mission, the Continental Congress purchased, converted, and constructed a fleet of small ships, of small frigates, brigs, sloops, and schooners. If any one of you guys wants to send me, I have no clue as to what any of those are. I mean, for me, a non-Navy guy, you know, as you guys would call a landlubber, right? I mean, I'm just, it's a boat. You know what I'm saying? These Navy ships sailed independently or in pairs, hunting British commerce ships and transports like prey, avoiding whenever possible fights with the Royal Navy men. Yeah, I don't care, though. They were out there with them. They were out there in the same sea with them, very close to them at times. Both during and after the Revolution, they were out there, and mostly political and economic. 2 years after the end of the war, the money-poor Congress sold off the last ship of the Continental Navy and the Frigate Alliance. In the 1790s, Europe began to relax many mercantile commercial restrictions, and the U.S. trade and the shipping industry expanded again. So they had to be reborn, if you would. Right, because there were more attacks by European powers and pirates. They had, again, in 1794, they constructed another half dozen frigates. Now, you won't hear this. You know, if you think this is boring, go somewhere else, because I'm going to finish this. So, you know, the world's most powerful naval force today was born. Think about this. Come on. Was born out of a ragtag team of rebuilding frigates and that kind of stuff. And now again, we are the most we're the most powerful force, naval force, on the face of this planet. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on the Genesis Communication Network. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years
at less than 2 cents per gallon.
Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, some of you sending me personal messages on the ads, right? Not on what they are, but, you know, how many commercials there are. You know, anybody listen to the show, you believe in capitalism, right? I mean, conservatives believe in capitalism. You can't put the show on for free. And if you think Facebook is gonna carry it and all of that, you know, it doesn't happen that way. So, you know, you got to put up with the commercials. Unless, of course, you want to send in checks. You know, we can do that for what it costs to put on the show. If you send me like a check for each segment, then that particular segment we don't have to have a commercial for. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually thinking about doing a bit of a little membership thing or what have you, where we maybe do podcasts that are commercial free. For those of you who can't get it all the time. Anyway, I love this stuff. I ain't going to stop doing it. You're just going to have to put up with me and put up with it, you know, because I love our military. I think they're wonderful. Today we're celebrating. I'm celebrating. I don't know what you're celebrating. That's right, huh? Celebrating the Navy's birthday today. Without the Navy, you know, let's be honest about it, right? We'll put the Navy first because it's their birthday. But without those young men and women who serve in our armed services, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. I know I'm going to leave somebody out. Coast Guard, Army, whatever else is left. I know, the women, you know what it is? Most women I talk to, too, what is it with the Navy guys? You got to let me know what it is. And I don't want to hear, I know some of you, your dads were in the Navy. You know, and that's cool. I got it. But you know you're going to have a special place in your heart for that because it's your dad. Right? But I'd love it. I'd love for some of you, just you know, if you didn't have a dad in the Navy. What is it about the Navy that's different than the other ones? And I mean, that's, I'm not being funny. I'm not gonna joke on them. I mean, I'm just curious. Anyway, I want to welcome Jason from Mississippi to the Facebook feed, and then William from New York City. Always a pleasure. I always like it. I like it when you guys reach out. Let me know where you're from. I do appreciate that. And again, when it comes to our military, the guys that keep us safe. And you know, when I say guys and girls, I need both. You know that. If you don't know that by now, there's something wrong with you. Anyway, I want to deal with something. Somebody sent me an email, and not just one. I get a lot of them along about this one in particular. Obama signed an executive order banning the Pledge of Allegiance. And they say it has to be true because it's ABC News. And what I keep telling everybody is look carefully at where it's coming from. First and foremost, it's coming from abcnews.co.com. Okay? So it's kind of a secondary site. And you need to be careful. Here's the thing. I'm on a school board. Right? So I have a clue as to what's going on with this stuff. And you know, most of the orders coming down to whether you can say the Pledge of Allegiance or can't say the Pledge of Allegiance, that kind of thing. Most of that comes down from your state legislators. That's where people get kind of confused because the feds don't control everything. And even when they do, you know, it's usually under threat of pulling money from you, right? Isn't that how they work? So the president, in this case, to my knowledge, to the real world where you know I'm actually dealing with this in the real world, has not signed an executive order banning the Pledge of Allegiance in schools nationwide. Can't do it. You think you have an uproar now about some things, you'd really have an uproar now. Now, the article says that the president has made the most controversial move of his presidency by signing Executive Order 13738, which revokes the federal government's official recognition of the Pledge of Allegiance under the new order. It is now illegal for any federally funded agency to display pledge or for any reason federal employee to recite or encourage others to recite the pledge while on duty. This law also supplies the federal contractors and other institutions that receive federal funding, which includes public schools, but that's wrong. I checked with the Department of Education in the state of California, and it's wrong. So this is kind of where we get, forgive me for saying it this way, it's kind of where we get caught with our pants down. And I appreciate your passion, so don't take it the wrong way. I do appreciate your passion. But let's make sure we have the facts straight before we go half-cocked off screaming and yelling about what the president is doing to this country, about what's going on in this country. Would you give me that much? It just that way there, we don't have to worry about people, the loons on the right are at it again. Look, they're off again. Yada, yada, yada. I know some of you haven't heard that in a long time, huh? But seriously, get whatever your passion is, I don't care if it's education or what have you, get your facts straight. Understand it, do a little research, and then come, I'm good with this, as you can imagine, as you've already heard. Then come at it both guns blazing. Okay. Now, for my conservative friends, some of the stuff is just, not that it's not going to shock you, but you get it. You're going to understand why we're not hearing more of it, why mainstream media is not beating it up more. But, you know, you got WikiLeaks. They're just pushing out email like crazy. Right? I mean, every day. Now, somebody did something to tee somebody off there. And now they're showing Bill Clinton's allegedly sexually abused his cousin. Now, have you heard this in mainstream media? Anybody? Raise your hand. Have you heard this in mainstream? No, you haven't. Because they're not going to come out against Bill anymore. And if they do, they're going to come out against Bill and say, Bill's not running. And I'm going to keep saying the same thing I have been saying. But Hillary allowed it. Hillary defends it. Hillary encourages this kind of activity by not hitting him upside the head with a frying pan. Okay, if I ever had these kind of escapades, even one, I wouldn't be able to sleep again. I'd be afraid of being killed in my sleep, if you know what I mean. Now, a former Arkansas State employee said that during a presentation, then-Governor Clinton walked behind her and rubbed his pelvis up against her repeatedly. A woman identified as a third cousin of Clinton told her drug counselor during treatment in the Arkansas area that she was abused by Clinton when she was babysitting at the governor's mansion. So the babysitter was babysitting Billy, too, I guess. I want to try to keep that clean. You know what I'm saying? But this is a lifestyle they have. This is a lifestyle they approve of. This is a lifestyle that they seem to have accepted. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back. I want to deal more with these emails. And also a young lady who said she was around Trump a lot. He was never vulgar around her. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Back in the 70s, they would have had a bunch of Dick Lighters out. Remember that at the dances?
I'm Joe Bacini, your host.
Oh,
you're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication Network. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Today, you better be. I hope you're. As a matter of fact, if you're not, somebody's going to hit you side of the head with something, aren't they? Because today is a birthday. I just got to do it for this hour. You could deal with it, right? Today's the birthday of the U.S. Navy. I should say the celebrated birthday of the U.S. Navy. And for those of you who served, I really so much appreciate your service to the country. Yeah, I mean, look it. I mean, I don't just say it. You know those people. I know, I'm going to make you nuts, right? You know those people, you know, they say, pray for me. Oh, all right, I'll pray for you. Don't raise your hand because I don't want to see it. How many of you actually pray for those people and ask you to pray for them, right? And all that other stuff. And you see, you know, I love our military. How many of you think really mean that? I love our military. Yeah, I'm one of the people who do. And the reason I say that is because if it wasn't for the military, if it wasn't for what they did for me and my family wouldn't be in America right now. Okay? My family would be still be stuck in Italy. Did they do that? They do that to me? They did that to me. I don't know if some of you, who did that with the dark thing? Anyway, so I do appreciate your time with me. I do appreciate your acknowledgement of what's going on. I mean, as far as the Navy goes, my hat, there's a person in the feed that served in the Navy. Thank you, and I mean that sincerely. And that's what started the conversation. Thank you for your service. I do appreciate it. I can't even imagine being out to sea for that much time. I can't imagine being in submarines. I couldn't imagine being out to sea for that, you know, not seeing the land at all. Yeah, no. Anyway, back to the emails that are going out through, I'll say this really slow because it sounds really bad when I say it wrong, WikiLeaks. and again, you know, look at what the left is doing right now. You know how they're fighting back? They're not denying this stuff. Look at what they're saying. Now, they had no problem when Trump's taxes somehow made it out to mainstream. But now they're screaming here that this is wrong. This is stolen property. That this is private information that shouldn't be allowed to be put out there. That's their argument. Not that we didn't say it. It's wrong. This is bogus. Right? But what piece of scum, what slime slash piece of scum sexually tries to assault the babysitter while his daughter, little daughter's in the house, and it gets better. I'm not going to make Arkansas jokes, but, you know, he did call himself a redneck today, and you know how he speaks about rednecks. He tried to sexually assault his third cousin. I mean, this woman, girl at this case, 13-year-old, she's a relative. I mean, there was nothing that got in his way, right? Well, I don't think Hillary was involved at the time, but thank God she wasn't, because she would have tore him up, don't you think? I do. And the hits keep on... What is that? And the hits keep on coming. So anyhow, I am, like I said, I am from the senior house. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Let's see if I can pull this up and make this one, Mark. A young lady that was several times, Katie, former Miss Teen USA, Katie Blair, says that Donald Trump is far from the sleazy guy that they've been making him out to be. And this is based on her experience with him on on several TV shows, she says, in pageants. Let's hear. Let's see if I can make it here.
I never had a bad experience with him. And I have great respect for him as a boss, as a businessman. As far as the rumors, you know, kind of surrounding him coming into the, you know, backstage and things like that, dressing rooms, absolutely not. I never experienced that. I don't know anyone that has.
She is I don't want to say stereotypical, because I don't mean it the way it's going to sound. But she is definitely, you know, a typical beauty queen type, blonde hair, pretty eyes, nice face, you know, doesn't have an overabundance of makeup on. Probably the kind of woman he'd be attracted to, but definitely the kind of woman or the looks of a woman in a beauty pageant kind of thing. Okay, and probably one if he said he likes beautiful women, he likes pretty women. This would probably be one of the women he would like. Now, some of you are going to write me and go, yeah, come on, Joe, cut the stuff. She was probably paid to say this or what, you know. So, okay. So all the WikiLeaks emails aimed at the Dems are all lies and wrong. But anything that comes out, anything that trickles out towards Donald, that's real and honest, right? Is that what you're saying?
If they had, in my personal opinion, I can very much see that being a situation where the girls were well aware that he would be coming back there. And as far as backstage goes, I mean, you're talking about a live production here. And
if anybody's seen the activity backstage in one of these types of scenarios, and not just even if it's just a fashion show and not just a beauty pageant and other things like that, it's fast-paced, it's continually going. The man would have gotten knocked down as somebody was walking by him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they make it sound like he had all this time to do all these things to the women.
Anybody that's in, you know, film or media, when it comes to commercial, you know, television or even you know, movies, especially live, I mean, it happens like this. You have no time. So he's.
So either he found her very unattractive, right? Because there's a former Miss Arizona that came out, and she said that he was all over her, right? That Trump would just walk in and start grabbing one of them and start kissing on him. She's saying this isn't true. Which one should we believe? You can't believe them both. Or maybe he didn't like, I don't know, maybe, what is she? Miss Teen USA. Maybe he doesn't like the young girls. He likes the almost young girls. Maybe a little older than a little young, a little older than teen, right? And she was probably of legal age, 18, 19, 20, whatever. I guess to be Miss Teen, you'd have to be, I don't know. Does anybody know what Miss Teen encompasses? Because I would imagine, I hope to God, it's more than 13. Anyway, let's hear just a little bit more of what she had to say.
Yeah, putzing around back there while girls are just stark naked. There's just literally no time, no space. Think of like my year with Tara, and you know, it was incredibly tumultuous, and he had a great opportunity where he could have just left us out to hang high and dry. But he didn't. He, you know, he stood behind us. And like I
now think about this. So we have a couple of people who have said that, you know, these Miss America pageants or whatever they are, that he assaulted them in some way, shape, manner, or form, right? And I look at this and I say, okay, we have had now that I see that it's right in front of my face, we've had four, maybe five. Okay, four or five of these Miss America's, Miss Universes come out and say, that's not the Donald Trump I know. When I got in trouble after the pageant, he came help me. When I had this happen during the pageant or after the pageant, he came to help me. So you've really got stories being painted of a guy that seems to have schizophrenia. Right? A guy that has two totally different personalities. With some people, some women, in some situations. He's, you know, Mr. Noble. Mr. Knight in Shining Armor. Mr. Wonderful. And in other situations, apparently, in the same environment, I guess with different women, he becomes the biggest creepster there is. Which is it? It can't be both. Matter of fact, some of you have let me know over and over and over and over and over again that you can't change. A leopard can't change his spots, right? Come on, think about it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I had this down earlier. We're going to go to a break here in a second, but where I had the list of the journalists that actually that were in Hillary's camp, working for Hillary, while they were on the air. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
You want answers!
I want the truth! Can't handle the truth.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
That is the Genesis Communication Network.
Head up to The Real Side. I don't have them yet, but I think Genesis has around 1,600 or some astronomical amount of affiliates. And if you would call your local station and tell them you can't stand it, why do you have to listen to the show on your smartphone? Listen to it you want to listen to it on a radio station, on your car radio? Call them and ask them why they're not carrying the show, and then tell me the answer they give you. More than happy to head over there, give them a call, call them up. Knock on their forehead a little bit and say, hey, what are you doing? Head over to therealside.com. That's therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take a poll. There's a bunch of stuff you can do over there on the website. You know, some of the stations, I know, I'm kind of varying. We're conversing, right? I'll get back to the other stuff in a second. And you guys don't know how important it is for us to be on these stations and, you know, to be involved because God forbid, right, that we have a massive earthquake, the earth shifts poles and all that other fun stuff, and Hillary becomes president. See what I did there? You may find guys like me unable to be on the radio. Right? What was the fairness doctrine or the fairness, whatever it was, where what was supposed to happen was stations were supposed to have the same amount of
of liberal shows as conservative shows. And we all know that liberal shows don't work. There is a handful of them, right? Because they're not screamers. They're not, you know, I won't mention them, but I do. I actually know some liberal talk show hosts, and I like them. I think they're good people. But it's just a whole different animal. You know, we're on stations all across the country. KCAA Radio out of San Bernardino, Riverside County, Southern California. Great station to be on. KHTS out of Los Angeles. And don't get mad if I don't mention your stations. I'll do it, I promise. Just in Southern California alone, or in the California area alone. AM 1440 KUHL out of Santa Maria, California. The mighty WNJC 1360 in Philadelphia. I mean, these are all great stations to be on. One of the recent ads, because of you, because you wanted it, KPJC out of Salem, Oregon. So we're growing, and I just have to thank you for it. Because you've done the work to make it happen. You've done the work to help me get on these stations. And, I love being on in Texas. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. Texas and Philly seem to be the most interactive, to a degree, stations when I get emails and such. KQTY Radio out of Borger, Texas. Again, I do appreciate the time. All right, let me get to my other stuff here. So we get back to Donald Trump and the all this stuff that's coming out against him now. Don't you guys find it interesting that all this is? Why didn't this come out 4 months ago, 6 months ago, 3 months ago, 2 months ago? How come these women have stayed quiet all this time? I'd love to find out if they're affiliated, who's paying them, how much money they're making, if at all. Right? I would. So anyway, this young lady, let me see what's her name. She was Miss Teen USA, Kate Blair. She said Donald Trump, she doesn't know the guy they're talking about. Now, she's not the only one. What do we have? We have four or five Miss Universes and other Miss Americas come out and talk about what a great guy he was and everything he did for them. And some of you guys on the left get a little nasty and dirty about it. Because, you know, it couldn't possibly be that he could be nice. But yet you hold up Bill Clinton as a god. You hold up, you know, I'm sorry, but Hillary Clinton is no saint. She's no angel. We've had Secret Service agents on the show. You've heard them say it. You've heard the Arkansas State Troopers talk about what she was like. They can't. Can they all be wrong? And they're not all Republicans. They're not all conservatives. Let's give this young lady a minute or two more. I'm talking about the Donald Trump that she knows. Because I'm tired of hearing all the negative garbage.
Get his business, so there had to have been something behind it, but he still kept, he lifted us up, he encouraged us. As far as, the rumors running him being judgmental, making statements in regards to women's looks and things of that nature, at the end of the day, you're in a beauty pageant. You are there to be judged for your looks.
I love it.
So if you're there and not out of
Yeah, don't you love that? You're at a beauty pageant.
Misconception. And he would just... He's very honest, and I think that there's something to be said about someone who can appreciate beauty and in so many different forms.
You know, the other night we did that story about terms that are incorrect that you can't use anymore because they're insulting to women. And one of them was you're very pretty, or you're a pretty woman, or you're an attractive lady. And I'm a married man, so it's kind of weird if I go around and ask a woman, is it okay if I call you attractive? Is it okay if I say you're pretty? But if I know somebody and they're friends and they know what I do for a living, it's different. And I've asked several women, even last night, you guys that were on, we had Kathy on last night, I'm sorry, and Kimberly Marin earlier in the week. And I said, you know, is that insulting to you? If somebody said to you, I'm not talking about a creep walking up out of nowhere in the street going, hey, you're pretty attractive. That's not what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when somebody you know, you work with, or, you know, your friends, your acquaintances, you know, whatever, and just looks at you and says, you know, you're a very pretty lady. Why are you doing that? Or you're a very pretty woman. Why do you wear your hair like that? Or whatever. I don't know. Whatever you would use for that. Okay? Or you're looking pretty tonight. Now, see, if I was a woman, I'd have a field day with that. just to make somebody crazy. But for the most part... You see where I'm going with this?
We've gotten to the point where I'm afraid. And not just me, there's others. We're afraid to tell a woman she looks good. She looks good in what she's wearing. She's a nice lady. And I guess one of the younger women told me that you really shouldn't call the younger ladies lady. And I'm thinking, why not? I don't mean it in a derogatory way. I don't mean that you look old. It is, what is it? What's the age? Can somebody give me the age cutoff? That would help me tremendously. At what point do I get to call you a lady or not call you a lady or whatever? You know what I'm saying? And I'm sorry, I don't mean to. all I'm getting at is I should be able to say, you look good today. I like what you have on today. That kind of stuff. I don't think that's demeaning. Someone say, well, what, you didn't like what I had on yesterday? All right, we'll finish up with her. Hold on.
I'm not going to vote for Trump in the sense that I am Team Trump, because by no means should my vote be mistaken for I'm voting for Trump. I'm voting, one, so that's one less vote, not in Hillary's favor. And two, because we have two options, and he is the other option. Yeah, no, I'll vote for the Republican candidate that is on the ballot at the time of the vote. I mean, because unless something crazy happens and that name changes, so be it. But my vote's going right.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Okay, so yeah, I know I went a little over with it. I went longer than I wanted to go. But, you know, here's the thing with it. I am tired of hearing nothing but, okay, nothing but negatives towards Donald Trump. He might be loud. He might hang on the fringe of negativity. He might be in your face. But this is nothing new about Donald Trump. Everybody who's worked with him, everybody who's known him over the years, absolutely nothing new with Mr. Trump. So why anybody surprised? I don't know. Like, they heard it for the first time. Oh, my God. He's pretty gruff. No kidding. But do we really care about gruff? Do you really care? Do you really want the perfect president? Is that what you're looking for? You're looking for the perfect president? Because if you're looking for the perfect president and you're voting for Hillary Clinton, I have to question your sanity. I really do. But if you're looking at somebody who's going to get the job done, remember, all these things were said, I shouldn't say to this degree, but all these things were said about President Reagan. He was too old. He was too gruff. He would get involved with cowboy politics, or cowboy diplomacy, as they put it. And they went out of their minds when he told Mr. Gorbachev to tear down the wall. Right? When he was putting the pressure on the Soviet Union to back down. To go away. Now think about something. A Republican president was able to dismantle the Soviet Union. Come on. And you'll never hear the left give him credit for that. That was already in the works, apparently. Jimmy Carter was already making that happen. Jimmy Carter was already making it so the hostages could be free. Jimmy Carter was already making it so that utopia would come to light. You know, Jimmy did everything right. The Bushes did everything wrong. This has been my argument. The Dems feel, and I hope if you're a Republican and you think only Republicans are right all the time, you're part of the problem too. But the Dems overwhelmingly feel that there isn't a good Republican. There isn't one Republican that's a decent person. And that's big time wrong. That's not kind of sort of wrong. That's big time wrong. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication Network. Don't go far. I've got a lot coming up in the next hour. We've got Pastor Greg coming on with me. Now, if you don't know who he is, you'll have to come back and find out. He does his own radio show called A Chosen Nation. You can Google it during the break and find it on your own. Do some homework. We'll be right back.